Gittin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Gittin Babli Daf Lamed Gimel. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Baroshoina, Hayu Oise, based in Bamakim, Zay Acher, Mavatai, Hitkin, Mogamliel, Hazokin, Shayu Oisim, Kain, Mipne Tikun Haidam. The first one who wanted to invalidate a get would assemble a based in elsewhere and be Mavatalid. When Gamliel enacted the people not do so because of Tikkun HaOlam means for the betterment of the world. At first, he would change his name, her name, the name of his city, and the name of her city, as we're going to discuss. Hiskin of Gamliel, Hazokin, Shikosev, Ishplaini, Bechol Shem Sheyeshlai, Ishaplainis, Bechol Shem Sheyeshla, Bepnei Tikkun HaOlam. And for Tikkun HaOlam, Rabbi Gamliel, the elder, enacted that they should write Pliny in every name that he has, Plinus in every name that she has. And the Gemara says, Leith hador pliga al Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish omar in adam mevatel shlichusai b'dvarim. The Gemara asks, well, doesn't this disagree with Reish Lakish? Because Reish Lakish said that one cannot be mevatel his shlichus verbally. Batala b'beistin shekoichai meruba. The answer is, in beistin it's different because it has great power. The Pnei Tikkun HaOlam, the Mishnah said, for Tikkun HaOlam, Amin b'shem Reish Lakish, Shlai Tavoy l'dei Mamzerus. The first explanation is in the name of Reish Lakish, is this is lest she come to Mamzerus, as we're going to explain. V'amin b'shem Reish Lakish, Shlai Tei Yesheris Aguna. And Reish Lakish, the second opinion in the name of Reish Lakish was that this is lest she become an Aguna, means she's unable to marry, as we'll explain. Nanda Amashle Tehe Yosheves Aguna Zvua Shebitel Velay Bitel Nimses Yosheves Aguna. The one who says, lest she be an Aguna, this is lest she think that he was Mevatel, the Shlichus of the Get, and really he was not. It turns out that she is an Aguna. Amanda Amashle Tavale De Mamzerus Zvua Shlebitel Ruhubitel Vihi Haileches Venises Velay Get Nimsu Bonea Boim De Mamzerus. The one who says, lest she come to Mamzerus, means that she thinks he was not Mevatel the Get, and really he was. She marries without a kosher get, and it turns out that her children are Mamzerus. We now take out the next number of lines, and we start, Amma Rabbi Mana, Salkis Lishara Rishamis Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha Rabbi Imi B'shem Reish Lakish Shalai Tovei Lidei Mamzerus. Rabbi Mana said that I went in a caravan, and I heard Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha and Rabbi Imi say the name of Reish Lakish that it is lest she come to Mamzerus. Amar Rav Huna, Afilu Kamanda Amar Shalai Tehei Yosheves Aguna, Islei Shalai Tovei Lidei Mamzerus. Rav Huna said, no, even the one who says lest she become Aguna also agrees that there's a concern lest she come to Mamzerus. I should now say a phrase in before, Zur shibitu bitel behu lebitel ba acher vekidsha taisin ba kedushin vehisur shulai taisin ba kedushin. She thinks that he was mevatel and really he wasn't. If another person came and if makadisha, then the kedushin takes effect on her and she thinks it did not take effect. Now we add also from before vehi mamtenes achiyomas bala rishon vehi aileches venifes venimse bonea boin ade mamzerus. She waits until her first husband dies and she goes and remarries, but really she is a person's wife. It turns out that her children come to Mamzerus. Ova or Bidloi, if he transgressed and was Mevatel, not in front of her or the Shliach, what is the law? Yishminim and Ador, in Bidloi, how is the Mevatel, Divrei Rebbe? The answer is we learn from the Baisa. Rebbe says that if he was Mevatel, not in front of her or the Shliach, it is Batel. Shimon ben Gamliel says he cannot nullify it nor add stipulations to it. Shimon ben Gamliel is said correctly because if not, what power does Beis Din have? But what is Rebbe's reason? The answer is midaraisa, he is mevatel. The Chachamim say that he was not Mevatel, to their words uproot the Torah. Chizisim al shemen v'alov malayayin le'Torah hu shi'etroim behin omru le'etroim mipnei gevel ha'shevet. The Gemara asks, one who ties olives means to exempt tevel oil, olive oil, or grapes on wine. if it's Torah law that one may tithe in this way. And they said that he cannot tithe due to the stealing of the Kohanim unless one give according to the volume of the oil or wine, and according to the volume of olives or grapes needed to make it. And furthermore, they said that if he transgressed and tithe in this way, his Trumah is not Trumah. And therefore, we do find a similar situation where Chachamim uprooted Torah law. Oishe Bar Abba said to Rabbi Yudan Nasir, who can explain to us the halacha of your grandfather, Rebbe?